Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top. The Maka Miflagi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, Maka Miflagi, Ma Raya Mivin Lidivrayim. We mentioned before, yesterday we spoke about Machloikas with the main two parties, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, where we had the 6 days of the cloud, and then the seventh day, Vayikra, Hashem called. So when is that and who is it referring to? So we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says referring to after Matan Torah, after Seiros HaDibros, the cloud was referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was in the cloud for 6 days, and the seventh day Hashem called out to him. And we had Rabbi Akiva, who says speaking about before Matan Torah, and the 6 days were the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Matan Torah, and Hashem called out to not just to Moshe, to everybody, but it says Vikra Moshe, because to give kavod to Moshe. Those are the two shitas. So now, what are they arguing in? Beplukta dehani tanai. It's they're arguing in the same machlekes as the famous machlekes. When was Matan Torah? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, b'shisha chodesh nitna Torah. Yisera Sedibris were given on the 6th of Sivan, Yisrael, and Rabbi Yossi Yomer b'shiva bo. It was on the 7th. Man damar b'shisha, the one that says it was given on the 6th of Sivan, b'shisha nitna, was given, the Yisera Sedibris were given on the 6th, u'b'shiva Allah. And then Moshe went up the har on the 7th to get the luchos. He stayed there for 40 days. And there's a girsa d'chsivi kro Moshe v'yom ha'shviva. You don't curse that. And then Manda Amar B'shiva, and the one that says was on the 7th that the Torah was given, B'shiva Nitna, Seiros HaDibros were given on the 7th, U'B'shiva Allah, and then Moshe went up on the 7th, again, D'chsivi v'yikra Moshe v'yom ha'shviva. Okay, second, see Rashi. Okay, Nitna Torah, Seiros HaDibros, Torah referring to Seiros HaDibros, U'mikra Yalfi Tamayu, and we learned out, they learned out from Sukkim, Tanakam of Rabbi Yossi, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Manda Amar, says Rashi, this is Kedin Naspa, this is mentioned Agav over here, Uperish Hayah B'Svarim, seems like it's not really the words of the Gemara, some say, it's just like stuck in there. Ki hechi delo tikshi lach lakaman heyach shalmu arbeim b'yudzayin b'tamuz shishtabru haluchos. We're going to see that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos on Yudzayin Tamuz, so it has to shtim with the cheshbon because of 40 days after Matan Torah, so it's just mentioned in Hiragav so that the cheshbon will work out. Okay, Rashi b'shiva Allah lekabel luchos, he went up on the 7th of Sivan to get the luchos. And Shaheh Mem Yom, he was there for 40 days. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now, on this is the same machlokes we have over here. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savarla Katanakama. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili had like Tanakama, that what? Damar Beshisha Bechodesh Nitna Torah. That the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Hilkach, therefore, Zehaya Maisa, in other words, the Maisa of the cloud, Rabbi Yechaseyu Hanan, that was Achar Aser Sedibros. And as we're going to explain why it has to be that way in a second, Vayishkan Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai V'Yechaseyu Hanan Sheshet Yamim. Right, this was therefore to Moshe. This is all we saw yesterday. That for 6 days the cloud was where on Moshe. Moshe was in the cloud for 6 days, and then Vayikrael Moshe B'Yom Hashvi, and Hashem called him on the 7th. All this was after Matan Torah, and this was Lekabule Shar Torah. No, besides Yisera Sedibros, the rest this was after Matan Torah. Now, why does this have to be? It fits in with the Shita. The Torah is given on the 6th. Why? In other words, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita. Because if you want to say that, no, this was before Matan Torah, the 6 days, and therefore V'yechaseihu Hanan was referring to not Moshe, but that the Har was in the mountains. Then if so, V'yikrael Moshe B'yom Hashvi'i, then it doesn't work out. What's shot that then Hashem called out to Moshe, which we said is all of Kol Yisrael, on the 7th, right, the day after that. Right, the Kabuli Aser Sedibris. V'hakabiluhu Mishisha, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they already got it on the 6th, right, on the 6th of Sivan Torah was given. So how could it be the cloud was there on the 6th day, and the 7th, V'yikra, what do you mean V'yikra on the 7th to give the Torah? It was already given on the 6th. And v'ha'istalik anan mishisha, and then the har left. So how could it say that Hashem spoke or Yikra Moshe on b'toch ha'anan? There's no more anan anymore. The anan was 6 days, Matan Torah, and goodbye anan. It was gone. And then the seventh day Vayikra Moshe, and it doesn't fit. There's no seventh day anymore. It was already gone. Matan Torah was finished already. So therefore, it's Rabbi Yossi Gvi was forced to say that I guess these 6 days and seventh day can't be before Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is over. It must have been after Matan Torah. It was after the Aseres HaDibros, and that's where he gets a shita from. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi Glili Savar Katana Kama. Okay, therefore, Ilkach Al Korchacha Shisha Yamim V'Yom Hashvi'i. There was 6 days, and on the seventh, so the Gir says Haksuvim, according to the Bach, Achar Aser Sedibris. It must be after Aser Sedibris. Upiresh Moshe Shisha Yamim, as we said, and after Aser Sedibris, Moshe was in Prisha for 6 days. Ubashvi'i Nichnas L'Kabal Luchos, and then he, after that, went to get the Luchos, and was there like for 40 days. Okay, and now let's go on. But Rabbi Kiva Savar, La Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva says, who said that these six and the seventh day is referring to before Matan Torah. He's holding like Rabbi Yossi that the Torah was given on the seventh of Sivan, and everything works out. Damar b'shiva b'chodesh nitna Torah l'Israel, and therefore we have the 6 days of the cloud being on the mountain, and then on the seventh day, Vayikra, seventh day, that was Matan Torah on the seventh day. Sort of fits in perfect, according to Rabbi Akiva, who's holding like Rabbi Yossi. No, just the Luchos. And then he went up the mountain and to get the Luchos. I mean, just the Seres HaDibros. It was just the Seres HaDibros. And then he went up, as we saw earlier on. It was Shiva, never Shiva Allah. The Shiva, the Seres HaDibros were given. And that same day, he went up the mountain and was there. Rashi, Rabbi Kiva saw like Rabbi Yossi, Hilchach Shvi Ze Shvi Lachodesh Haya. This is the seventh of Siva. Okay, now Gemara asks, Bishlam Al Rabbi Akiva. However, this it's good according to Rabbi Akiva, who held there was no Prisha here, and it comes out there's no Prisha. There's just the 6 days were, you know, the 6 days before Matan Torah, and that was that. There's no Indian of Prisha. So that's good, Hainu de Mishkachasla, that Beshiva Asar Batamuz Nishtabru Luchos. That you have the cheshbon works out fine with the luchos being broken on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Why? Because we have the Asrin V'Ar being the Sivan. We have the 24 days of Sivan left, right? From when he went after the 6 days and V'Shiva Allah. So then we have left 24 days of Sivan. The sheets are another 16 of Tammuz. That brings us to 40. And then Maluluhu Arbeim Yomin. There we have 40 days. The Hava Bahar. And then Veshivsar next day with Shivasa B'Tammuz. Then Veshivsar B'Tammuz Nachis. Moshe Rabbeinu went down the mountain. Ve'asa V'Tavrinu L'Luchos. And he came and he broke the Luchos. So fine, no problem. The Cheshbon is clean. It's the He went up the mountain there 40 days, came down, broke the luchos, everything straightforward. However, Ella, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Shisha, the Prisha, that there was Prisha, that after Matan Torah, it wasn't just, some 40 days. First there was Prisha, there was 6 days in the cloud, and Hashem called him on the seventh day. So, therefore, Varbi'in Dahar, Ad Srimu Slasbet Samuz, Alo Idvor Luchos. According to this Cheshbon, we have another 6 days. Right. Besides the 17 days, we have another 6 days because he was 6 days first in the cloud, and then comes the 40 days. So therefore, it turns out to be it should be that the luchos were broken on the 23rd of Tammuz, right? Because we have this extra 6 days that mostly was in the cloud before the 40 days. So the cheshbon doesn't work out. So Amar Lach Rami Yossi Aglili Arbein Dahar. Behade Shisha the Prisha. So it's not a problem. He goes, the 40 days that Moshe was on the mountain, that includes the 6 days of Prisha. So 6 days, and then the rest of 34 more days, and there was all that 6 days that he was, it was Poresh, that's included in the Cheshbon of the 40, and then he, therefore it's the same. He came down the 40th day, and then he broke the Luch. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Bishlam al Rabbi Akiva, works out, Amar lo have Prisha Hasam. He held that there's no Prisha whatsoever. So it's straightforward. We have the Arbeim Yom Hayu. There were 40 days. Velo Yoser, and there was no more. Exactly 40 days. Vinishlamu B'Yud Zayin Tammuz, fits in perfect Cheshbon. The 40 days, and that's it. Finished on Yud Zayin Tammuz. They broke the Luchos. How so? We have Kaf Dalet B'Sivan. We have 24 days of Sivan. Sharei Vav Yamim Avru Mimenu. Right? Because it's only 24 days of Sivan because 6 days already passed, right? For Matan, and then came Matan Torah. Ubishvi Allah, and then on Shvi we said it was Matan Torah, and then that same day he went up. V'kama shenichnas b'toch ha-shvi k'sha'alah nitakev le'red b'toch yudzayim tavuz. Right? Because according to the Shita, right, remember the Torah was given on the 7th, and then he also went up on the 7th. So therefore, if he went up on the same day the Torah was given, there was a few hours there of Matan Torah before he went up. He didn't go up first thing in the morning because it has to be Matan Torah first. So those few hours before the Torah was actually given, and he went up, fine. So he was nitakev. He stayed on the mountain a little bit extra those few hours. Then he came down. So you have the full 40 days in the end, and. Then he came down. Shayu Arbim Shleimim. Right. Then you have your full 40 days, and he came down, and that's that. So it works out according to Rabbi Kiva. We said, but not according to Rabbi Sigalili, because we're missing the 6 days. But we said, no, those 6 days we concluded are part of the 40. Okay. Now we're going back to Rabbi Kiva, what he said at the beginning of the Amud over here. Amar Mar VaYikra El Moshe. When Hashem called to Moshe, it was not really to Moshe, as we said. Rabbi Kiva held Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. It's really everybody. Moshe v'chol Yisrael, because this was like Matan Torah. So Messiah laid is a support to Rabbi Elazar. Dama Rabbi Elazar v'yikra el Moshe. When it says v'yikra Moshe, it's really Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. Everybody was there. Not only Moshe. So why is it annoying to say v'yikra el Moshe? V'lo ba'kasuv el alach lo klo kavah le Moshe. Just to give kavah to Moshe, it said v'yikra el Moshe. But really, everybody was there. Okay, now we're bringing a kash on this. Meisive. It says in the pasuk, the pasuk, v'vo Moshe al Ohel Moed, l'daber ito. So when Moshe came to the Ohel Moed and to speak to him, v'yishma eskol midaber elav. He heard the voice speaking to him. Me'ala kaporas. Okay, so etc. So the Gemara is medayik that the kol lo. It could have said that the voice spoke to him, kol lo. So why does it say it says vishmas the kol midaber a love? Why does it say kol a love? Said to teach us that what Moshe shama v'kol Yisrael lo shamu. It was called a love. It was dafka to Moshe Rabbeinu that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem and kol Yisrael they did not. So it's kasha because we saw before. That Hashem called out Vayikra El Moshe was not just to Moshe, it was to everybody. So here we see only Moshe heard, not everybody, whereas before we said Vayikra El Moshe means Moshe V'chol Yisrael. So what's going on, Stira? More answers, Lo Kasha. Two possible answers. One is, that which it says that Hashem also called out to Yisrael, that's B'Sinai. That was in Har Sinai, it was a different place. The pasuk we quoted was Be'ol Moed. So at Sinai, Hashem spoke to everybody in Ol Moed. He only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mibai same another answer, Lakashia, that again which everybody heard, that's Bikriya. The Lashon is a different Lashon over there. It says Vayikra, right? Vayikra El Moshe, which means Moshe and everybody, is Lashon Kriya, and therefore it's everybody. But over here, it's a different Lashon, Dibur, Bidibur. So Dibur means is Miyuchad only to Moshe Rabbeinu.
It doesn't say 11 in the first one, so why would you ever even have 11 there?
It doesn't say what?
No. Love in the first one, in any case. So why would he even have on it's motion?
I don't understand. In which case?
The whole pasuk is between a love and love. And love in the pasuk.
That was a deep right.
Okay. Right. But in the first one it says.
What's the first one?
You mean the pasuk doesn't say a love at all. So why would you ever even have a hand? I mean, you have to believe that's referring specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu. According to either one, the Amar wouldn't be.
Well, it says the Yikra El Moshe.
Yeah, so when it says lo or
elav,
that's only to Moshe.
It says elav is to Moshe.
Right.
Yeah. Here it doesn't say elav, so nobody. So yeah. Why should it be elav in any case? Why? Why does it affect it? You didn't want the Amar.
Why is it a right? Okay, Rabbi Zrika Rami Krai Kame. So Rabbi Zrika raised a stira psukim the Rabbi Elazar in front of Rabbi Elazar. And some say, I'm a Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Elazar Rami, that not he didn't bring a stira psukim to Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar himself had the stira. Which is what? The following. See, it says, it said that Moshe Rabbeinu Okay, sorry, I just skipped this. We skipped the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi before we go on. Hakol lo kol elav. It says Vayishmes kol hakol midaber elav. It's that's the pasuk. Vayishmes kol midaber elav. So lo haya yachol lomar. Instead of saying elav, it could have said lo. Because instead it says midaber elav. L'lamedcha, what does it come to teach you? She'elav levado haya nimshach hakol, that the voice spoke dafka to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yo'al mo'ed, mishahu kama mishkan. And v'nabir imo me'ala kaporis, lo haya kol nishma l'Yisrael. It was speaking to him only from, it was heard from me'ala kaporis. The high crowd, the v'yishma es hakol, v'yo'al mo'ed, see, it's said over there, and the reish of the crowd says, v'o Moshe lo haya mo'ed. It's in the yo'al mo'ed, and it says Moshe came, so it was a diver only to Moshe. Okay. Okay, so back to now that we have the steer in the psukim, and what is the steer? It says in one place, "V'lo yachol Moshe l'lavoel olamoed ki shachan alav anan." So Moshe was not able to go into the olamoed. Why? Because the anan, the cloud, was there that blocked him. He couldn't go in. Yet we have another pasuk, "Uksiv v'yavo Moshe v'toch anan," as we've seen before. And Moshe went into the anan. So what is it? Moshe, the anan, blocked Moshe, or was Moshe able to go in? So more answers. The steer of Malamech at Faso Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe VeViu BeAnan. So it literally means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe and brought him into the Anan. Some learned the Orach Chaim says that Hashem gave Moshe the Koach that he himself was able to Likanis to go in himself. Okay. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar Kan Besoch. It says over here Besoch again. Vayavo Moshe Betoch Anan, and Vneemar Lahalan. And it says the same lashon by Kriyas Yamsu Betoch. Right, as it says Vayavo Bnei Yisrael Besoch Hayam. It's also Besoch. Ma Lahalan by Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Shvil. They went into a Shvil. How do we know that in the Yamsuf they went in the Shvil? Dichsiv, as it says, Va'amayim Lahem Choma. Right, miminamu mismolam. So they had a wall on the right and left, meaning they were in a shvil, in a pathway. So too, afkan, since it says v'toch anan, also shvil. The Moshe Rabbeinu went in like a shvil into the anan. Okay, it says in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, it says Vayikra al Moshe v'idaber, and the pasuk continues v'idaber Hashem elav me'ol moed limor. So lama hitin kriya ledibor. Right? Why is it Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber? Let it just say Vayidaber. Why is it? What's the kriya? Limda Torah Derech Eretz. It's coming to teach you Derech Eretz. What's the Derech Eretz? Shelo yamar adam davar lachaviro elim kein kareu. The person shouldn't say something to his friend until he calls him first. In other words, as they say, matchilim ovidvarim. Start up, speaking, call him a thing, and then get into what you have to say. Mesayale le Rabbi Chanina, and this is a support for Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina lo yomar adam davar lachavero elim kein koreu. You shouldn't say something to your friend unless you call him first. Leimor, right? It said in the pasuk v'ikra el Moshe v'idaber Hashem el be'omared leimor. So what do we learn from the word leimor? Amar Rabbi, some of the gear say Rabbi Musia bar bereid Rabbi Masia mishmei the Rabbi Musia Rabba. Okay, so what's the leimor teaching me? Minayin the omer davar lachavero shehu beval yomar. Now, it's from where do we know that if your friend tells you something, you're not allowed to go tell somebody else unless he gives you permission, right? Ad sheyomar lo lechem or he tells he's trusting in you, telling you something, a secret or whatever. So you have no right to go telling it to somebody else unless he tells you. Okay, you can tell this to somebody. Where do we learn this from? From this pasuk, Shneemar v'idaber Hashem elav, Hashem spoke to Moshe, me'o amoed leimor. So how do we see it from here? So it's interesting because Rashi says, Shehu b'val yomar, Talmud lomar, Rashi says leimor. Leimor can be broken up to lo amor, amor. In other words, don't say. Hadvarim eila im kain noten lo rishu. El im kain noten lo rishu. So you're not allowed to say it. Leimor can be broken up to lo amor. Don't say it until you get rishu. Others say that you don't have to come on to that. It can just straightforward. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he spoke to him, Leimor, saying, go tell this over. Mashmer, if he doesn't say Leimor, then you shouldn't say it. Why do you have to say Leimor? And go tell this. Mashmer, if you don't get the permission to tell, you're not allowed to say. Okay, but Rashi learns it from the Leimor, Lo Amar. Some say, which I saw a parish I don't understand 100%, they say that what's the nafgamina between the two ways of learning Rashi? In other words, whether it's an isser to tell it over or not. According to Rashi, it's an isser, right? Because lo emor, don't say. It's usser to say unless you get permission. But according to the other way, that we just learn it from the fact that Hashem didn't give permission, it's not an isser. I don't understand 100% because, quote, that's also an isser. It's like saying, we learn from here that until you get permission, Hashem had to give him permission to say mashma, until he gave permission, he was not allowed. So I don't know why that's not mashma, that there's an isser there, but that's. Pardon me? Love Michal Asay. You're still alive. Love Michal Asay. Okay. Next. Fine. Now we're going back, if you remember, which I'm sure you do, back to Gimel Lamed Beis. We spoke about the Miluim, that all the things in the Miluim were Likuva. Right, that if you didn't do it, it's no. That's when we had the kasha Reish Lakish Ash Rabbi Yochanan. He says, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm to learn from Miluim. So Miluim, everything is Me'akiv in Miluim. Therefore, everything has to be Me'akiv in the vote of Yom Kippur as well. And then he had the kasha on him. So what about the Kohen that is in the background, the skan, you know, that's in there in the wings, right? According to, if everything is Me'akiv, means he also needs Prisha. And then the Gemara says maybe he said he has that preacher, and the whole thing with it. So now we're going back to that Indian over there where it's about the preacher and the milun, everything's miyak. So the Gemara says Michlal, the Tarvayu, comes out that both of them, and it was even Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish used this as a kasha Rabbi Yochanan, but even Rabbi Yochanan held Tarvayu Sfir Lahu that miluim kolakasu behem miyakem behem. Because over there, Rabbi Yochanan didn't come back and say, what are you talking about? Whoever said in a miluim it's me'akev? He didn't come back. Then he accepted that. Okay, he answered up. And he never contested the fact that miluim is everything there is the liyakuva. He also agreed. Fine. So everybody agrees that everything in the miluim has to be done, and it's liyakuva. However, not everybody holds this way. We see that it's a machlekes. Rashi, Michal Tavayu, Mehader Leo, going back to what we said before in the Gemara, right? And Daf Gimel, Mida Amar Le, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Since Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Imam Miluim Kol Kazu Behem, etc. Everything's Ma'akev and Miluim. The Odile, and he basically agreed with it. He didn't argue on that point. Michal Tavayu, Mechule Mashman. Everybody holds that it's Likuba. Fine, but now we're going to see it's a Machlekes. Back to the Gemara, the Ismar, we say by Miluim. We have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kol Kasu Behem, everything written to Miluim is Ma'akev Behem, it's Likuva. The Chad Amar, Devar HaMe'akev, Ledoros is Ma'akev Behem. But Devar She'ein, something that's She'ein Ma'akev, Ledoros ain't Ma'akev Behem. And with something that only something that is Ma'akev in the future by future Korbanas, and by the halachas of Korbanas, if it's Ma'akev by Korbanas, it's Ma'akev by Miluim. But if it's not Ma'akev in Korbanas, it's not Ma'akev Miluim, that's the other Shita. Okay, Tistayim, but based on what we saw before in the Gemara, we know, because here we didn't know who said what. We said Chad Amar, Ma'akev Chad Not, but now we have an answer, because it was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. So now, very good, Tistayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, who Amar, Kol HaKasu Behem, Ma'akev Behem. It is obviously Rabbi Yochanan that said that everything is written as Likuva. Nidaka Amar Le Rabbi Shimon, again, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Imam Iluim Kolakosu Behem Kebem Velokamahadr Le Velomidi. Therefore, Tistayim. As we said before, that Rabbi Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, aye, but it says everything in Miluim is Miyakim. Rabbi Yochanan didn't contest that, didn't say, no, it's not true. He agreed with that. And he's one of the mandamers here that says it's Me'akev or not. And obviously, he's the one that says it's Me'akev. Because he agreed with Reish Lakish about that. Therefore, he is the mandamer that says everything is Me'akev Miluim. And Rabbi Chanina is the one that says that it's not Me'akev. My Binayhu, says the Gemara. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? What's the nafgamina? The Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Yosef, smicha. Putting your hands on the korban, right? Smicha of the korban. Ikamina. There's your nafkamina. Why? Laman damar, referring to Rabbi Yochanan, shekola kasu behen me'akev behem, that everything is me'akev, so that therefore smicha is me'akva. Because even though smicha is not me'akev by each other korban, so we'll see, but everything in Miluim is me'akev, so fine, so even smicha is me'akev. But Lamanda Amar, which would be Rabbi Chanina, that Davar Shein Me'akev L'Doras Ein Me'akev Behem in Mimulim, and Smicha Lo Me'akva, since Smicha is not Me'akev, as we'll see in a second, in Korbanas in general. So therefore, it's not Me'akev here either. This is a Rashi, this down here on the base. Right, last Rashi Tistayim. The plug that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, the pligi behind Milsa Mialma, they're arguing in this in general. Tistayim Mehacha. Here we can see from us the Rabbi Yochanan. He was the one. The Amar Kolakasu Behem Makfa Behem. Okay, Rashi over here. The Varsha Ein Makfa Behem Ladoros Lakamin Mefarshla. We'll explain what that is. Okay, so this is one little piece here. Finish it up. The Gemara said, "Asulamudoras minala and the lo makva." We're saying that smicha is the nafkamina. The smicha is not makev by doras. How do we know that? How do we know that smicha is not makev by a korban? The sanya, as it says in the brisa, the pasuk says, I'll read you the whole pasuk. V'samach yado al rosh haola. He puts his hands on the ola. V'nirtza lo lechaper ola. So samach v'nirtza. Right? He puts his hands, and then there's a nirtza lo lechaper ola. There's a kapara over here. So it seems to me, mashma, that the smicha is giving the kapara. Ah, I ask the Gemara, v'chi smicha mechaperes? Is it smicha that gives the kapara? But lo ain't kapara el b'dam. It's the dam that gives the kapara, not smicha. Shneim mars, it says, ki adam hu anefesh, ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. That it's the dam that's giving the kapara, not the smicha. Ah, yumatamu lomar v'samach v'nirtza. So, it's, but what does the pasuk mean then? It says samach v'nirtza v'chaper. So, it seems like the kapara is coming from the smicha. No, it's coming to tell me she'im asah l'smicha shiare mitzvah. That if he made the smicha into shiare mitzvah, what is that? Rashi says kolomar shalochash lachshov otam mitzvah. He made a shari mitzvah means it's a side thing. It's not important. He didn't make it into a mitzvah, meaning v'lo samach. He didn't do. If he didn't do smicha, then ma'alav akasuv keilu lo kiper v'chiper. Means as if he didn't lo kiper means he didn't have a complete kapara, but v'chiper. But lemaisa he did get an ikur kapara. The ikur kapara was done, as we said. The ikur kapara is really by the dam. But he didn't get the ikur kapara. He got the ikur kapara, but he didn't get the extra, the bonus, the muvkar kapara. Okay, so here we see, we said that the kapara is not miyakin. As this last Rashi is here, shari mitzvah we did, ke'il lo kiper, it means, again, mina muvkar. He just didn't have the muvkar kapara, but the kiper, he does have the kapara, kidamrina and bizvachim, the kiper lagavra, the ikur kapara is bedam, that's the ikur. Aval lo kiper nami, shemekaya mitzvah kona mina muvkar. But the lo kiper, he didn't do that, shem zratzon, 100%.